Yeah, I'm gonna help you.
Hi, is Diane there?
No, she's not. There's something I can help you with.
She's not available right now. Yeah, maybe you can help me out. I was in contact with her back in at the end of June. I was told to follow back up a little bit closer towards the end of the year to see if she was looking to bring anything on. She said she was working on some newer contracts and was maybe looking to bring something on. So I kind of wanted to follow up. Is this Monty?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Monty. I also spoke with you. I'm not quite sure if you remember or not. Around the same time, but about a week or two afterwards. And so I kind of wanted to follow up and touch base with her and see if anything had come up.
Okay, and this is about a contract?
No. I was told that there were some new contracts that you guys were looking to take on and some new bids. And I was talking to her about financing for working capital.
We have investors.
I'm sorry?
We have investors. We're a corporation. We use investors for if we need any working capital.
Oh, okay, I got you. So she's not looking to do any equipment or capital at all.
Well, we buy equipment all the time, but if we need money for that, we have investors.
Gotcha, okay. And then for the equipment, does she go through the investors as well?
We buy equipment all the time, and if, instance, we need money for the equipment, then we go through investors.
Okay, gotcha. So are they're just private investors that you work with?
Well, they're usually our employees or other people that are involved in our business, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So you guys kind of have some sort of internally financed situation
Yeah.
going on.
That's correct. Yep.
Gotcha. Do you guys look for financing elsewhere ever if cash flow ever gets tight, if it does?
Well, yeah, that's something you'd probably need to talk with Diane about. I know she
Oh,
has a bank that she has used in the past,
yeah,
but
because
really not for our business. I mean, we really kind of stick to our investors.
right.
When
Because when
we
I was
started up in '95, back in 21 years ago, we used we had an SBA loan
Right.
that I know of, but I mean that was many moons ago.
That was a little while ago though, huh?
1995.
Yeah, that's been a while. 'cause when we had sent it out, it was sent out for Cornerstone. Do you remember Cornerstone at all? Yeah, Cornerstone was the one that we had sent out the offer based off of the relationship that you had with them, since you guys were a creditworthy business. And so I wanted to just kind of follow up with her. Do you guys do the physical work, right? You're not a contractor.
We do, yes, we're a construction business.
Okay.
So we have equipment, we do actual the work. We don't subcontract, is that what you mean?
Yes, that's what I
We
mean.
do not subcontract out work, that's correct.
Okay. Good. I haven't talked to one of you guys in a while. I mean, a lot of them have usually been subcontractors lately.
You mean they subcontract out work, or you're confusing me a little bit.
No, I mean as for the business, a lot of the businesses that are considering themselves construction companies are actually subcontractors, and they don't
A
actually.
contractor is a construction company.
Correct. But I mean, yeah, correct. I mean, but actually doing the physical work versus.
Subcontractors are the ones that actually do the physical work.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And what I meant to say was, the ones that are kind of like a middleman?
Yeah, those are not subcontractors.
Yes. Exactly.
The ones that mid well, the ones that are middlemanning jobs are not subcontractors at all.
Right.
Subcontractors are the ones that actually do the entity, the
Yeah.
EMC work.
The ones
What
that go up.
you might be thinking of is people that call themselves general contractors,
General
and
contractors. There you go. That's what I'm thinking of.
that's what you might be thinking of. Yeah,
Yeah.
subcontractors are the people that actually do individual entities.
Correct.
We are technically a subcontractor. We own a construction business with backhoes, tractors, skid loaders, excavators, and we have a physical shop, brick and mortar building.
Oh, wow. And you guys own all your equipment, correct? I believe that's what you guys told me last time.
Yeah.
You do own all your equipment.
You know, and that's what subcontractors do. You know, HVAC or subcontractor electricians, plumbers, we're fencing and grading, an aggregate contractor. That's what we do. You know, we also do custom metal fabrication, stuff like that, but it's all kind of related. These are all subcontractors. People that call themselves, there's actual real general contractors, Hawkins, Peter Kiewit, there's several other ones that we use that are local around here, but they're real general contractors, but they also have equipment too. But then there's a whole lot of people, and I understand what you're talking about, that are middlemen projects, and they call themselves general contractors, and they're not real contractors, and they don't own any equipment. They like to get involved in construction to try to pull money out of the middle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The ones that are kind of like the middleman, where they tell you, oh, okay, but they go out and actually find a subcontractor for you, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of a trend that has started up in the last, 20, 25 years.
Oh, really?
Prior to that, they didn't have those guys, and how they can call themselves general contractors is actually beyond me, because a real general contractor has to have a license in order to even call themselves a general contractor, but they do.
Right.
I don't know how they get away with that. In our state, we have to be bonded for every entity, even subcontractors and definitely general contractors. So if there's somebody calling themselves a general contractor, but yet they don't own a construction business and they don't really know what a general contractor is, then it's actually against the law in our state to, to do business as that.
No kidding. I actually didn't even know that they didn't need to have licenses in order to call themselves general contractors.
They do have to have a license to call them. You're saying everything backwards. They do have to have a license to call themselves a general contractor in the state of Nebraska.
In the state of Nebraska, but elsewhere, I mean.
Well, it's all state license.
Right.
State and local license. Some areas are actually local license. So. No, there's no federal license for anything in the construction business.
It's all dependent on the state. Gotcha.
That's correct.
Gotcha. I mean, do you guys do a lot of commercial work?
Yeah, we do commercial as well as development work as well.
Gotcha. And do you guys offer financing to your commercial customers at all?
Yeah, we have an in-house financing for that.
Very nice. Wow, you guys have one hell of a business plan then, huh?
Well, we're just subcontracting for what we do. I mean, we're like any other business should be.
Yes, sir. Completely agree, and you're good at it. All right. Well,
unfortunately, there is a lot of those companies are people that call themselves companies, that a lot of those guys that are just middlemen.
Right.
Of projects, because they think that contractors make a lot of money, and then they want to get involved, and then they start calling themselves a contractor, and they want to get, they don't want to actually do work, so they, because they, that's too much money for them. So they find somebody that can do it, and then
they get their little cut.
Yeah, and they want to take the money out of them. A lot of them are actual people. Some of them are computers. Some of them are online services. Some of them are nationwide. I've talked to them on a daily basis on the telephone, because a lot of them make phone calls to me, wanting me to do work for them one way or another,
Yeah. Wow. Sounds like you guys are on top of it, that's for sure. I know Diana's, she's always, in and out, but is there a particular, best time to reach her usually?
Well, actually, the best time to reach her would be after 5.
After 5.
At the same phone number.
At the same phone number?
Yeah, after 5, though.
Okay, perfect, then. And just to double-check with you, the email that I had on file for her was hanel.inc@outlook.com?
That's correct.
Is that right? That's right, okay. perfect. I'll go ahead and shoot her an email then, and hopefully get in contact with her that way. And then if I can, I'm gonna try and give her a call back after 5.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Monty. Appreciate your time today.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.